when I went back for the national award was in 82. That's the time I had lunch with President Reagan. So then I was in Washington four times, being called back there to demonstrate my work.
Yeah.
And that exposure was very good for me because I met so many artists, the weavers, the basket weavers, the wood carvers, and you name them, they were there in Washington in 76 and 77. All kinds of people were there. And they were doing this stuff. And it fascinated me because I had a chance to meet other artists and wood carvers and metal workers, tinsmith, goldsmith. You name them, they were in Washington doing those times I was there.
Yeah.
I went to Washington in 76 and I spent 15 days there, just there working. And went back in 77 doing the same thing. I made the fish gate you saw in the book. I made the fish gate in Washington.
Mm.
On the lawn right in the front of Lincoln Memorial.
Is that right? Oh, how could I miss that? 76.
76 and 77 yeah. And 82.
Yeah.
82.
Mm-hmm.
82 was the time when we went down
yeah.
and read the stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And they kept the gate up there, the fish gate, that is in Washington now.
Uh-huh.
But the bird gate is here in Charleston, you could see that. And the snake gate is here in Charleston, right around the corner. Right down the street there. But the fish gate never remained. They took it. They said, they didn't want me to bring that back to y'all. Since I made it, and the faculties up there, supervisors up there at the Smithsonian Institute, they came around and they took pictures. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know they was going to take the gate.
Yeah.
But then I took it back there in 82. They took it. They paid me for it.
You know, something is very curious to me, and I often wonder, what's the source of your ideas? Is it taken from your surrounding? Are they taken from your surrounding? Or do your ideas come to you in visions or in dreams?
Vision.
Do they? You look at the scene and you decide what's
supposed to happen. Yeah, no dream, vision. I said, on my way going to Washington, let me tell you this, on my way going to Washington, I didn't think of what I was going to make, what I was going to do when I get there. All I know is I was going to Washington to do blacksmith, to show them around there, spectators coming in, and how I worked back here in Charleston through the years. And then I went up on the plane going up there because the boys carried the car with all the tools and stuff in it. But they flew me up. So on my way on the plane, it was 56 minutes after to go to Washington. 56. With the plane leaving here, coming down, and everything in that 56 minutes, I decided that I would make a fish gate. When I left off, I didn't know what I was going to do.
And just what is a fish gate?
What is a fish gate? A fish gate is a fish gate. That's a walkway gate. that's a walkway gate. You see this chalk. You'll see some of them in Charles. Just an ordinary walkway gate.
Uh-huh.
It's in the book.
Oh, the fish gate.
That's right. That's
a fish on it.
That's a fish on it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Well, that was made in Washington. These things here. Now, this is 160 years old. I didn't make that.
Uh-huh.
That sword gate.
Uh-huh.
That's the most attractive gate in Charleston that the tourists go to see when they come to y'all. Fish gate. You familiar with the fish gate?
Mm-mm. I haven't seen it.
Well, it's on Legree Street.